The debate between President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris finally happened, and it got weird fast.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
You talk about extreme.
But he would have been sitting in Moscow. Quiet, please. In Minnesota, she went out. Wait a minute. I'm talking now. If you don't mind, please. Does that sound familiar?
So besides the bickering between candidates, we have a lot to talk about between the lies, cell phones, and even earring conspiracy theories. Especially since it wasn't Donald Trump versus Karambola, it was basically Donald Trump versus everybody. As whenever he was making a point, ABC stepped in.
Desert
President
soil.
Trump, we have a
These
lot
are
of
not
issues
good things
that we
for
have
the environment,
to get to.
She
out
understand.
Time.
No
Republican
judge looked at it.
And said
they said
no
we didn't have standing.
Fraud.
It's like if Harris made this scared face, it was their cue to stop him.
And now she's running. I don't understand it, but
Mr.
I'm
President,
okay with it because
your time is
I think
up.
We're
going
to do very well.
We've got a lot more to get.
And Biden, by the way,
president
gets paid
Trump,
a lot of money.
Thank you. We have a lot of issues to get to.
But we have a president,
Mr. President,
that doesn't know he's alive.
Your time is up.
They didn't do what they were supposed to do.
I want to move
and
on.
We have to move on.
President Trump.
Let's turn to policy, please.
6 months for an operation that you need immediately.
President Trump, thank you. We have another issue that we'd like to get to.
Which makes sense, as apparently ABC's boss is best friends with Kamala, donating millions to the Democrats. So even though this wasn't a career-ending victory for Trump like what happened with Biden, I think this debate opened a lot of people's eyes to how biased the news media has become. Because I'm telling you right now, I wish anybody would defend me as much as ABC defends the cackler-in-chief Kamala. That's why it's great we have the sponsor for today's video, ExpressVPN. You've probably had a situation where you thought your phone was listening to you, where you had a conversation about something, then suddenly you started seeing ads about that same thing everywhere. You'd think they're secretly listening in, but the reality is much worse, as not only are they tracking everything you do online, even in incognito mode, but here in the US, your internet service provider can legally sell that information to marketers and even share it with government agencies. So with ExpressVPN, you can stay as anonymous as possible, as their app encrypts 100% of your online activity, rerouting it through secure servers, so then your ISP can't sell your info since there's no info to sell. And I especially use ExpressVPN when I connect to public Wi-Fi. Most people don't know how easy it is for credit cards or passwords to be stolen over an unsecured Wi-Fi connection. But ExpressVPN protects me from all that, no matter what network I'm on. So use ExpressVPN to secure your computer, phone, tablet, and even your smart TV that goes online. It's easy even for people that aren't tech savvy, as all you need to do is download the app, click connect, and now you're protected. So stay safe, private, and as anonymous as possible by taking advantage of this special offer from ExpressVPN. Just click the link below or go to expressvpn.com/decoyvoice to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. As the media is basically having a meltdown over the whole pets being eaten in Springfield.
We'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
I just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
but
television.
But the people are on television saying their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice
we'll
President Harris,
out.
I'll let you respond to the rest of what you've heard.
Now, I, for one, am very concerned about this story, as even if city managers state there's no evidence, journalists actually in Springfield are hearing it's true, where they've released 911 calls in Springfield about geese being eaten by migrants. So now the Trump cat and geese memes are starting to go wild online, as even Democrats are having meltdowns in Congress over the memes. Now I know there's a lot of misinformation online about what's happening in Ohio. One side is saying there's reports of pets missing and people are seeing geese being eaten, and the other side is saying stop being racist. I'm sorry. As a Korean who's often accused of eating those same creatures, I don't think being offended is a reason to not look into those claims. Because as far as I can see, journalists actually in Springfield are saying it's happening, while the corporate news media are all citing the same city manager that simply said, "I can't confirm that it's happening," which sounds a lot like someone that just supremely screwed up is now pleading the fifth. So without cackling, what exactly did Kamala say?
What you're gonna hear tonight is a detailed and dangerous plan called Project 2025 that the former president intends on implementing if he were elected again.
which again, Trump set her straight.
As you know, and as she knows better than anyone, I have nothing to do with Project 2025.
But it didn't stop Kamala from continuing with that lie.
If Donald Trump were to be reelected, he will sign a national abortion ban. Understand, in his Project 2025.
Which again, Trump set her straight.
I'm not signing a ban, and there's no reason to sign a ban.
Going into what his argument is truly about.
They have abortion in the ninth month. They even have, and you can look at the governor of West Virginia, the previous governor of West Virginia, not the current governor, is doing an excellent job, but the governor before, he said, the baby will be born, and we will decide what to do with the baby. In other words, we'll the baby.
So ABC came in to debate Trump.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to baby after it's born.
Then tagged back in Kamala.
And as you rightly mentioned, nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion. That is not happening. It's insulting.
And to clarify, this is the governor Trump is referring to.
Boy, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So
even though they're in the same room, they're all having separate arguments. As everybody there agrees on not having an abortion ban, there should be exceptions, and 6 weeks isn't long enough. Trump, Kamala, and ABC all agree. But when Trump tries to explain the outrageous extremes the Democrats have been known to stand for, Kamala cites Project 2025 again and refuses to answer how late is too late. As they're not there to clarify questions for the American people, they're just trying to get their gotcha soundbites, which Trump called Kamala out on.
Donald Trump actually has no plan for you because he is more interested in defending himself than he is in looking out for you.
It's just a soundbite. They gave her that to say.
Calling her out for just projecting and not having a plan.
She doesn't have a plan. She copied Biden's plan, and it's like four sentences, like run, spot, run.
As there was an awful lot of projection here.
And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom.
Because when Kamala had rallies, they featured rap performances with special rapper guest stars. And soon as Kamala arrived, people began leaving. Which rally attendance isn't really an issue that's gonna sway voters. I just highlight this argument to show this reoccurring theme of projection. Harris holds rallies with rappers that people walk out of, so Kamala claims it's happening to Trump too. Harris is currently in office, unable to control inflation, so Kamala claims Trump couldn't control the two. Harris's party is currently going after Trump legally, so Kamala cries that Trump would do it too.
That he would weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies.
And when Trump brings up how bad lawfare is for American politics,
this is the one that weaponized, not me. She weaponized. I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat to democracy
President
with a fake
Trump.
Russia investigation that went nowhere.
We have a lot to get to. Lindsay?
I legitimately think this scared glance was secret code for, please stop him, as I don't think there was anything off in that corner, and it's an awful coincidence that every time she did, ABC stepped in, as they tried to stifle Trump's points.
If they do that, the border is closed.
Mr.
Those
President,
people are killing many people, unlike J6.
We talked immigration here tonight. I do want to focus on...
But they can't stop the American people from thinking exactly this.
I would say we would both leave this debate right now. I'd like to see her go down to Washington, D.C. during this debate, because we're wasting a lot of time. Go down to, because she's been so bad, it's so ridiculous. Go down to Washington, D.C. and let her sign a bill to close up the border, because they have the right to do it. They don't need bills. They have the right to do it. The President of the United States, you'll get him out of bed, you'll wake him up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
right.
You'll say, come on.
Now, some people were complaining that Trump isn't debating Biden, so we shouldn't be bringing him up, but Biden still is the president, and if he can't immediately fix these issues, why can't the second-in-command, Kamala, do exactly that? These are the concerns that voters have that the Democrats have zero answers for. So as always, they immediately revert back to, Trump is a racist.
Why do you believe it's appropriate to weigh in on the racial identity of your opponent?
I don't, and I don't care. I don't care what she is. That's up to her.
Vice President Harris, your thoughts on this?
ABC isn't even being subtle about their bias anymore. Asking Trump a question that infers he's a racist, then asking Kamala, how does she feel about his racism? Well, we can't be surprised when that same ABC moderator just said this.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to go campaign in Howard, Michigan tomorrow. Many people are aware that a month ago in Howell, KKK protesters marched in the streets with the white robes on and suggested that they support Donald Trump.
Which Trump was grilled on after.
Who was here in 2021? Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
So when Biden goes to Howell, Michigan, it's all right. But when Trump goes to that same city, they try to make it into a scandal. An ABC anchor suggests it's because a Trump KKK connection, then she goes on to moderate the debate. With that amount of establishment bias, anything other than a complete Kamala victory seems like a loss to me. As her closing argument seemed all right.
So I think you've heard tonight two very different visions for our country. One that is focused on the future, and the other that is focused on the past.
Until Trump's closing speech immediately shut that down.
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it?
Kamala keeps trying to campaign on being the candidate pushing us forward, when it really seems like she's only pushing us for wars. I genuinely don't understand why certain people think the party that bragged about Bidenomics for 3 years is suddenly going to fix those same Bidenomics with another 4 years. Because let's be clear, this was the first question of the debate.
When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago?
And 90 minutes later, she never answered that question. And some voters understand that.
We're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower.
But some voters vote with their emotions.
I didn't necessarily agree with what she was saying, but my favorable reactions were because it was nice to see the passion and believability that she stands behind.
As I think it's important to remember, although you may be a rational person that votes based on logic and facts, there is a percentage of Americans that will vote purely based on their feelings. And if a lie is told enough times by politicians, the news media, and their favorite celebrity, it's oftentimes just enough to get them to accept what they've been told over what they see and experience for themselves. Which brings me to this mysterious earring everybody is talking about, where some people believe it's actually an earphone feeding her information on stage, when in actuality, it was really a $1,000 pair of designer pearl earrings. Which is in line with how they try to portray Kamala as so relatable while she's wearing another $1,000 designer belt.
Middle class kid, the middle class and middle class families, middle class people.
Kamala's campaign perfectly encapsulates limousine liberalism, as nobody going to the grocery store seeing their receipts doubling in size believes Biden was good for the economy. The same way nobody sees a rich girl raised in Canada decked out in designer clothes in this economy and thinks she understands the struggles of the middle class. Because even if you are a typical liberal, you have to admit the fact that old Republicans like Dick Cheney and Mitt Romney supporting Kamala Harris is concerning. Good old Mitt and Dick didn't suddenly become Democrats at age 80. It really just means that Kamala Harris is closer to traditional Republican values than Donald Trump. So if you appreciate my concise, light-hearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on how Kamala bombed an interview so badly that even CNN deleted it.